Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to share a short story, a little testimony I call In the Line of Fire, or What Have We Gotten Into Now? Let's go ahead. Rats. Wouldn't you know it? Here we were in a hurry to get into the city in my ultra-reliable little Fiat 500cc died. It sputtered, coughed, and then went kaput. It was dead. Well, we coasted to the side of the road. I got out of that bucket of bolts, and after giving it some choice Italian descriptions of its worthiness, started to thumb a ride. My wife was with me, and she had our little girl, too. She was a real chatterbox, three-year-old with long, wavy hair. We didn't have to wait long, but to our surprise, it wasn't just another car that stopped to help us, but a stretch limo, a huge Mercedes with tinted glass windows. Admittedly, I was a bit nervous, for we had just recently had our house cleaned out by the mafia, because we refused their protection. And I wasn't looking forward to another encounter, and that's a story for another time, perhaps. As I cautiously approached the car, the rear window on the passenger side came down, and a man in the back of the limo asked me, in English, if I needed help. It was about another half hour or so into the city, Rome, where we were headed, so I reluctantly said, "Sì, grazie, signore," and we climbed into the limo. As expected, my little girl began talking about everything she saw, and though I wondered if it would irritate the man, he clearly enjoyed her curiosity. He was probably about 45 to 50 years old, with just a touch of gray in his hair. It wasn't long before we had a lively conversation going about our work and Italy and Italian food, and then he said, "Well, why don't you let me show you some real Italian food? Join me for lunch." Well, not wanting to offend, and being hungry enough to eat anything short of toxic waste, we said, "Sure." And as we were still fairly new to Italy, we knew how to get around Rome, but we didn't know the whole city that well. Initially, I recognized the areas we drove through until suddenly the limo turned off the main road and began squeezing through some narrow alleys and back ways. We were still having a great conversation, but I gradually became concerned. Were we in trouble? I was definitely lost. And when the car finally came to a stop, I got even more worried. We were in front of a shack. I mean, it wasn't much more than a shanty. And as he led the way inside, we half expected to meet more mafioso or some other such folks with an attitude. Darlene and I looked at each other with an "old boy, what have we gotten into now" look. But as we entered, it was a whole different world. In fact, we'd never seen such a place. It was beautiful. Lots of people were enjoying a wonderful classic Italian atmosphere with hearth fires burning, old wooden beams draped with garlic weavings and antiques, the smell of indescribably delicious food cooking, and on it went. Amazingly, the inside seemed much bigger than the outside. As we sat down, our host explained that this place was only for Italians. No turistas allowed. And the food was indeed out of this world. Of course, as we conversed, we shared that we were living in Italy in order to minister the gospel. Oh, this was something quite curious to our new friend, for he thought that since Italy was so pervasively Catholic, that our efforts would be better spent elsewhere. But then we explained the words of Jesus concerning knowing him and having a relationship directly with him by faith. Well, this intrigued him, and as lunch was drawing to a close, albeit slowly, remember we were in Italy, he insisted that when he dropped us off, he would give us his home phone number And when we parted, he said, most sincerely, now you must remember to call me. Well, a couple of weeks passed, and we thought that, well, we ought to call our new friend, if for no other reason than to thank him again. And by the way, his hospitality, as great as it was not uncommon in Italy. He was thrilled to hear from us and asked us to come to his home for a special dinner. Well, it was a large, early afternoon meal, really. Arriving at his home, we met his wife and children and had just a wonderful day of fellowship and fine dining. He was still quite curious about our previous talk of salvation and a relationship with Christ. It was a concept he'd never considered. As a sincere Catholic, he hoped to go to heaven based on how good a life he'd lived, and as for knowing Jesus, well, that was really the job of the priest, right? Well, anyway, we continued to share our testimonies and scriptures from the Bible like, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And there's another one. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There's none that does good. No, not one. And for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And finally, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. Maybe it was the part about dining with Christ. I don't remember. But there in his living room, our friend and his whole family got it. The light went on. They understood for the first time the simple message of the gospel and embraced it. The next time we met, we prayed with each of them to receive the Lord. In fact, we probably met with them several times over the next couple of months, sharing the Bible and praying with them. Towards the end of that time, we were surprised to learn that our host was the Secretary General of a major political party in Italy. A few months later, we returned to the States and were off to Mexico. Sadly, we lost contact with him, but we're trusting that God has had his way with that precious family. Anyway, what started out with a rat turned out to be a real blessing. You just never know. Maybe sometime when you're confronted with a bummer, you may see God use it for his own good purposes. That's often his way, isn't it? Now, may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.